and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Allen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column called How to Make a Difference, One Person at a Time. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or simply go to brucesallen.com. Hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. When you get there, you'll get a drop-down menu and all sorts of intriguing options. I like to think that I am one of the more unique bloggers and media personalities in that I work in probably more forms of old and new media than almost anybody else I know. And you can see evidence of that on my website. Today we have Wayne Levine for The Men's Room, Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, and Dr. Jennifer Weberman for The Women's Room. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. I hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We're almost at 5,000 likes. I hope to get that number soon. And if you'd like to receive my weekly newsletter, just go to bruceallen.com. You'll see something that says Stay in the Loop right on the homepage and sign up. You'll get nothing but a weekly newsletter and no spam. You'll not be put on any list or any of that stuff. I have both really exciting personal news and then some reflections on the politics in the world that I'd like to share with you. This is Thursday. I'm broadcasting live, so many of my listeners exclusively in Santa Barbara will be able to hear the show live, but everybody else in Wisconsin, Alaska, and Ohio on my stations there will hear it over the weekend. So that means you will hear it post the vice presidential debate. So that is this evening, and I am looking forward to it. I certainly enjoyed the first debate and the trouncing that Obama received at the hands of Mitt Romney. I thought it was well-deserved, and I thought the president's arrogance and lack of preparation is probably just reflective of how he's been handling his job altogether. But, of course, I have no political point of view, and I rarely do politics. But I have a suggestion for both Paul Ryan and for Mitt Romney for their next debates. Obviously, the Paul Ryan suggestion is relevant to the debate that takes place tonight. I think he should basically defer to Joe Biden. Let Joe Biden talk. The more Joe Biden talks, the more he tends to put his foot in it. That's not to say I wouldn't like to see Paul Ryan express himself, but I know he can do it succinctly. He can answer the questions and just let Joe Biden ramble. At the same time, I would like both of them, Romney and Joe Biden, to put out just one word, Benghazi. And I'd love to hear the explanation that both our president and vice president, let alone Hillary Clinton, have for the extraordinary lapses that allowed our ambassador and three other innocent Americans, in spite of begging for more security, to be slaughtered at the hands of terrorists. And especially in light of what has now become quite clear that security needs were expressed, threats were they were aware of threats. This was all ignored by, the State Department and the White House. And worst of all is the cover-up that took place. Susan Rice was embarrassing in trying to blame it on the video. Hillary Clinton and the president both avoided placing blame where it belonged, on Islamic terrorists, on Al-Qaeda, and wanted to blame the movie for over 14 days. The State Department has literally in the last day or two retracted every single one of those declarations, blaming it on a movie and not knowing whether it was a terrorist attack or not. This is the watch of our president. In the meantime, during this period of time, he had time to go to Las Vegas and raise money, and he had time to appear on that incredibly important political show, The View. I find it shameful. If President Bush had allowed anything like this to happen, the mainstream media would have reamed him, or for that matter, any Republican. The fact that the mainstream media has ignored this is just shocking. As for Romney and his next debate, I think it's very simple. Just do what you did the first time. Obama will try to come out with attacks. He can't talk about his record because he has none. But I would like Romney to do two things, basically two words. First one, Benghazi, and we've already talked about that. The second one is liar. President Obama's approved, this ad has been approved by me, campaign ads have accused and called Mitt Romney a liar. I would like Mitt Romney to just directly ask the president, are you also calling me a liar? In so much as you have approved these ads that call me a liar, please elaborate. Tell me. Tell America exactly the lies that I am accused of. The sort of disgusting political, lies, I guess. Propaganda is probably more accurate, coming out of both sides, but primarily about the Obama team because they have nothing else to run on, is shameful. Anyway, that's my political rant of the day. Did I tell you that I got a hole in one? Did I say that, Richard? I don't think I said that. Monday of this week, after just 4 months of golf, and this is dedicated to Les Carroll, our station manager, I got a hole in one on the 14th hole at the Calabasas Country Club, which is the most difficult one, I learned later, to get a hole in one on. In fact, in the last 20 years, there were only 16 holes in one prior to my 17th. It was a 186-yard smacker that I hit with a 3-wood that I borrowed from the pro who thought it might be good for me. I've been hitting with my kids' clubs, and my wife was with me, and I said, gosh, that looks like it's heading straight toward the pin. Of course, we couldn't see it over 500 feet away, and she gave me the look that only my wife would give me, given that she's golfed 25 years and never gotten a hole-in-one. But what was hysterical is after she hit her shot, which landed in the trap just in front of the green, which actually, ironically, was very close to the hole, a greensman came up, and it turns out he was right there next to the green when my ball landed on the green and rolled in the cup. So I had two witnesses, which give me full credit at my club to get a plaque or a little name thing on a plaque and some credit in the pro shop. It was quite an experience to walk up and see my ball right there in the hole. Tonight on Dad Chat, every Thursday night from 6 to 7 p.m., we are having a rock and roll party. And we are going to basically ask everyone to share their special moment song or songs. Don't we all have those songs that evoke good memories, sometimes bad memories, but I would like to think in terms of good memories for tonight's Dad Chat. I sure as heck do. One that has always endured for me is My Girl by the Temptations. And usually there are songs that we attach to relationships. And My Girl was so deep ingrained in my heart that I never allowed it to get attached to any of my girlfriends prior to my marriage or marriages. So it just kept on being the song for me with every relationship I had for a long, long time. So that was one of mine. My forthcoming ebook is going to be called something like The Long Strange Trip, but I don't have a full title. I'm giving away copies every week at Dad Chat. It will come out in early November. I'm waiting on the wonderful Voog Designs to give me some illustrations and a cover for it before we can put it to press, which in ebook form just means some formatting stuff. The new I'm Not That Dad vlog is another in my concert series. This time it's my son's own band doing a goodbye concert. You can find that in the I'm Not That Dad section on BruceSalen.com. And this week's Because I Said So comic strip is called Dad Loves Musical Theater, and it's a tribute to Sweeney Todd and to my son Aaron, who is starring, well, actually he's not starring, he's in the ensemble for his high school production of Sweeney Todd. Speaking of my son Aaron, he celebrated his 16th birthday last Friday, so happy birthday, Aaron. And my other son, Arnie, who is at the Berklee College of Music, just sent me a song that he recorded with a new band he's hooked up with that is called, what's it called? It's called Soul Shine. And once I get his permission, if I can, I will play that song for you because I think it's darn good. So coming up after these messages, most of these messages are me. I got to get some new commercials. And speaking of which, sponsorships are available. Coming up after these messages will be Wayne Levine for The Men's Room, followed by Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, and once again, the wonderful Dr. Jennifer Weberman for The Women's Room. Stay tuned.